The second half of the 20th century was a time of great social change in the United States. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews three stories of Black women coming of age during those times and the many powerful influences that shaped them. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Tayari Jones, the author of An American Marriage, has a new novel coming out next week, and if I'm the first to tell you about it, I doubt I'll be the last. Jones takes her master storytelling skills to the Jim Crow South to trace the saga of childhood best friends, two motherless daughters from 1950s Honeysuckle, Louisiana. One of them is Vernice, or Niecy, who was only 6 months old when her father shot her mother and then himself. The other is Annie Kay, who also lost her mother in infancy, but this mother is alive and well and said to be living in Memphis, and Annie has never stopped yearning for her. When Niecy leaves home at 18 to go to Spelman College, Annie also takes off, hoping to track her mother down. As their paths diverge, Niecy and Annie remain connected mostly by letters. Niecy has a pretty amazing roommate at Spelman, a woman named Joette who comes from an affluent background and is part of a, quote, sisterhood of powerfully connected Black women. She initiates Niecy to a world of privilege and social standing. Another sort of initiation goes on in the bedroom department, which sets up a tense situation when Niecy meets a wealthy, slightly older man who falls in love with her. Annie does not get to Memphis without many stops along the way, among them a rural Mississippi whorehouse where she and three traveling companions are stranded by a broken-down car for several months. Rich and poor, queer and straight, blessed and cursed, Jones's dazzling cast of characters conveys the full range of Black experience in this period. As in her last book, said the Kirkus reviewer, the author interrogates social injustice through the lens of personal relationships, using language that is intimate, conversational, and musical all at once. Bernice McFadden opens her memoir, Firstborn Girls, with a family tree that goes back to 1822 and ends it with these passionate words, I am still afraid, and I am still angry, and I am still a Black woman writing under duress in America. In between, McFadden shares the real-life story that led from her near-death and significant scarring in a car accident at age 2 to the publication of her first novel, Sugar, when she was 35. As racial violence and unrest rocked the U.S. in the late 1960s, McFadden's childhood was no less troubled. One of the beacons that lit her path was a copy of The Color Purple she found as a teen. Here, finally, was a story about my people, my messy, beautiful, dangerous, loving, grieving, curious, joyful Black people. Another great memoir along these lines is Finding Me by Viola Davis. Clawing her way out of a childhood that makes Oliver Twist look like a fairy tale, Davis built herself from the bottom up, buttressing her talent with determination, humility, resilience, and hard-won self-esteem. She needed every bit of it to triumph over the misogyny, racism, and colorism that plagued her path to stardom. A profoundly inspiring tale and stunning in audio.
The books are Kin by Tayari Jones, Firstborn Girls by Bernice McFadden, and Finding Me by Viola Davis. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.